Life happens to those who show up, and I'm glad you showed up with us today. I'm your host, Daniel Robert Sanchez, and welcome back to Mindflow, a show to help you find your flow. Before we get started, hit that subscribe button to make sure you never miss an episode. Do you believe you have control of your destiny? Or do you have a belief in your heart that your future is controlled by you or someone else or something else? Picture this. Who can you think of that you've personally met or know that believes everything that happens to them in life happens because of the decisions they've made? And no matter what happens, whether the results are good or bad, they take full ownership and responsibility, no matter what. Now think about or picture someone that you know or met in the past who's the complete opposite of that. And they believe everything that happens to them in their lives happens by chance or by luck or by fate. And no matter what happens, whether the results are good or bad, it wasn't because of anything they did, but it was because of some type of event or external circumstance that was outside of their control. I'm sure we know people in both categories, and both of these mindsets fall under something called the locus of control. And it's nothing mythical or anything. The word locus is actually shorthand for location, so it means the location of control. And right now, if you're listening to this, at some point in your life, leading up to now, you adopted one of these belief systems about the amount of control that you have over the outcomes that shape your life, whether you know it or not. Which is why today's show is about understanding the differences between the two mindsets within the locus of control. So here's how today's show is going to flow. First, I'm going to talk about the mindset that I related to the most when I was younger. And afterwards, I'm going to wrap things up by explaining the mindset that I have now. Sound good? All right, let's flow. The locus of control is a concept that I learned late in life. And when most people hear about it, they think it means positive mindset and negative mindset, which is close, but it's not the same. See, when I was younger, I related to what's known as having an external locus of control. I never owned or took full responsibility for anything. I never took ownership, never took personal accountability. If I was late to work, it was because of traffic. When I got overlooked for a promotion, it was because my boss didn't like me. If I got bad grades, it was because my teachers didn't know what they were doing. If I had a bad day, it was because of the weather, or because of someone at work that got on my nerves, or because my favorite team lost. And on good days, well, I had good days when the weather was nice, or I heard my favorite song on the radio randomly, or I won a bet, or something good happened for no reason. See, when you have an external locus of control, you can tell when someone has it because they never take responsibility, they're quick to point the finger when something happens, or they always find ways to shift their responsibility or blame someone for something, or make excuses that can sound like really good reasons. And generally, they believe their success and their failures only happen because of elements that are outside of their control, like fate or luck, or someone's being biased, or someone's being judgmental, or they suffer some type of injustice. For example, people that have an external locus of control say things like this: I can't. Why me? Why bother? It's never going to work anyway. Or there's nothing I can do about that. Or it wasn't my mistake. It's not my fault. Which worked really well for me for a long time. And it probably still works well for a lot of other people. Because in that mindset, me or them or whoever, they believe blaming other people makes them look better or even smarter or more competent. Plus, it gives people an easy out, or a reason to be lazy, or an excuse to fail. Here's the main takeaway to remember about having an external locus of control. If your mindset is driven by external forces, these two things happen. Number one, you're giving up all of your responsibility. And two, you're allowing the people around you or the environment around you to control and dictate the quality of your life. You have no control. Now let's move on to the mindset that I've adopted since then, which is called the internal locus of control. Since 2016, I've had a few mindset shifts. Literally, I shifted mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. So when people meet me right now, they might get a sense that I'm super positive thinky, but really, what it really is that I have a really strong sense of an internal locus of control. And I'm no different than anyone else either. You know, good things happen, bad things happen, and whatever I've gone through or whatever I'm going through isn't the first time that anyone on the planet has ever experienced it. And I understand that. And if you think about it, the same things happen to different people all around the world every day. And what I've learned is that two completely different people, they can experience the same type of hardship or the same type of experience, and one person can spiral out of control and make things worse for themselves, while the other person understands that it happened and finds a way to move on and progress and improve. And you can tell when someone has an internal locus of control, because when something bad does happen, they start reflecting, what did I do that led to this outcome? Or what can I do next time to prevent this from happening? And you'll also hear them say things like, I can do this. I fell down, but I can do it. I can make this happen. Look, it was a bad outcome, but it's my fault. But I believe I can make it better. I believe I can achieve anything with hard work, and I believe I can make sure that if I fail at something, I'm going to do better next time, no doubt. If your mindset is driven by an internal locus of control, these two things happen. Number one, you empower yourself by taking responsibility for everything. And number two, when you do that, you put yourself fully in control of your life and your future and your destiny. Okay, so now you know the difference between an external locus of control and an internal locus of control. Now the question is, which one do you have? Chew on that until next time, and that's a wrap for today. And if you like the topic and concept of today's show, you're going to want to download these two episodes, episode 15, Control What You Control, and episode 35, Self-Control and Temperance. So check them out, share them with someone you love or care about, and keep learning to find your flow.